Good morning and welcome to the school run on Tuesday, and the weather is fantastic. It's an absolutely beautiful morning here. The sun is at 8 o'clock, 10 past 8. I think it's now about 8:15. I'm heading for the Kinsale roundabout. In the back seat of the car, my daughter is playing with my iPad, which she likes to do. And I'm listening to the very dismal news on the radio about the national economy of Ireland and trying to find a way of putting it out of my head, because the whole notion of national debt and the amount of it that we have, I don't think I'd be human if I didn't find it depressing, I suppose. I can do without depression. I can do without being dragged down by it. It won't do me any good. I don't have much control over it. So I suppose, you know, there is a philosophy of thought that says if I have no control over it, I should just put it out of my mind, and I should be listening to Lyric FM or C103 or some other radio station. So here I am now at the Kinsale roundabout. Got here without any trouble at all this morning. So positive note is that the traffic has not got snarled up. Of course, that immediately followed by a thought about that means economic activity is so much reduced that it's easier to get around the city of Cork early in the morning. So what else can I tell you about what's going on here? No dog this morning. Dog left at home. The dog will be at home all day today. I just don't have the time to focus on the dog's needs during the day, so the dog will be perfectly happy, I hope, playing in the garden, lying in the garden, going into his own little house in the garden while I get on with earning my living. What else, really? No, everything's under control. This morning I made tuna sandwich for Grace. Put in a easy peeler orange and some water, and she particularly wanted a cake. She had made some Rice Krispie buns the other day herself, and the lady who was looking after her while I was in Limerick, and my wife was in Limerick. So I'm kind of feeling a bit, you know, not the happiest bunny in the world today. Best medicine I can have is to get enough space to finish off some projects and take it from there. This roundabout at Kinsale is slow moving. I've hardly moved at all while I've been talking to you. And I think I'll go and have a cup of coffee as soon as I've left Grace off. Grace, do you want to say anything this morning? Would you like to add a word? Anything you'd like to say to the iPhone? There, yeah, no thanks. So, I won't detain you anymore. Paula Manny, I'll talk to you maybe after I've dropped her off at the school. I've got as far as Douglas Road now. Yes, Grace? Oh, we'll have to make a photograph of that, you mean? Yeah, you'll probably have to give it to me till I have a look at it to remember how you photograph what you've done on the iPad. Hold on. Whoopsie daddy. I think I might be able to. Let me see. Yeah, I've saved it. I'm on a thing called Random Doodle. That's what's happening. Random Doodle on the iPad. And just saved a drawing that Grace made on there for her. The other thing I've noticed since I've been speaking to you now on Douglas Road is piles of leaves on the sidewalk or in the gutter. and reminds me so much of my childhood when I used to walk along in Limerick, kicking the leaves along the side of the gutter. This autumn time was just fabulous from that point of view. And all my life, ever since then, I've enjoyed kicking autumn leaves. We're now in very slow-moving traffic. I've got as far as Claremont Avenue on the one side and Woodview on the other side. Walking past the car as we wait for the cortege to move. Are people going to school? I see people carrying musical instruments. I see people carrying bags on their back. Oh, I seem to have got myself in a bad position here, blocking up the traffic coming from the other side. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Does
who have a mom, Grace?
Ben and Jacob.
Ben and Jacob do have a mom. They do. Now we're talking, Grace and I, about my poor iPhone, the one that Ben dropped on the ground as we arrived at the airport yesterday.
That we're recording
on right now, because the glass is shattered, but the iPhone still works. So that's what we're doing. And we've just arrived at the school. We've just arrived. So now my issue is, where am I going to park the car? And we're going to go down to the lollipop lady, aren't we, Grace? And we're going to cross the road with the lollipop lady.
Yes.
Okay, we'll stop here. Well, I've just come out of the school. I've just come out of leaving Grace in her classroom. And I must say, leaving your daughter in a classroom, going in and just mixing and sucking up the sounds and the look and everything that's going on, is one of the best antidotes to the national economy. Silly bands. Yes, silly bands. S-I-L-L-Y bands. That's the thing I take away from this morning. Grace has a load of them on her arm. I think she thinks that she's not actually meant to take them into school, and she's going to hide them underneath her top. So that's one little thing. The other excitement in the school this morning is that the Cork team that won the All-Ireland are going to bring the cup to the school. So that's a tremendous excitement. That's it. Yeah, the children were allowed to wear red this morning. I wasn't aware of this at all. Nobody told me, or I didn't find out, or I didn't notice that today was a day when the children could wear red over the top of their school uniforms. So, and I think by the look of it, not many children also realise this, because only a smattering of them are wearing red. But that's it. I'm now back in my car, and I'm about to go to a meeting in the Maryborough Hotel, and at 9:15. So that's it. That's the day. I'll get on with it. Bye.